Parshas Vayelech, Beis Tfila, Tov Shin Ayin Zayin. We're now just before Yom Kippur. I can't resist finding Yom Kippur issues in this week's parsha. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Hein Kvu Yomecha Lamus. Yes, your days have come. Behold, Hein, your days have come to die. Says the Medrash, right here. Lama nigzar olav misa b'loshen hein. Why was Moshe's death? Was the word hein used? Rabbanon omri, b'ma'ad ova deimeh. Rabbanon said, what could this be compared to? Le'echod shekibed es ha-melech. A person came to honor the king, ve'evidoi doiron, and he brought a present to the king. It was a cherev chado, a sharp sword. To honor the king with a sharp sword. Said the king, ha'atizu es reishabo. Slice his head off with the sword he brought. Omar lo yisa ish. Said the person, Adoni HaMelech, Bameshi Chibadaticho, Bot HaMezis is Roshi, with what I honored you, with that you want to chop my head off? Kach Omar Moshe, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Behein Kirasticho, I praised you with the word Hei, King Siv in Parashat Zekev, Hein Hashem Elokecho, HaShomayim V'Shmei HaShomayim. I honored you, I respected you with the word Hein. Hein Hashem Elokecho HaShomayim. And with that word you want to kill me? You goyzel misa on me? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shochin Ra, a bad neighbor, Royes HaNichnasais Vein Royes HaYotzais. A bad neighbor, when he wants to talk about his guy living next to him, he says, you know what, the guy living next to me, do you know how many cars he has? He has a fleet, he has 4 cars. Do you know how much money comes into his bank account every month? Millions come in. That's how he spreads the word. He's a shochin ra. He's only saying part of the story. He has 4 cars because that's his job. That's the profession he runs a taxi service. There's so much money coming in. How much money comes out? He has expenses. He has to pay salaries. Can't say half the story. You've got to give the complete story. His expenses, what comes in, what comes out. Then you can talk about how affluent he is. Omar lo, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Yata Zohu, do you not remember what you said when I asked you to send Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim? Ramartali, you remember what you said? Hey, lo yaminu li. Why do you forget that? You're remembering half the story. You're remembering what you said. What you said, Hey, Hashem Elokecha, Hashemayim, Veshmei Hashemayim. That you remember. What about the other side of the story? What about the Yotzeis? What did you say? You said, Hey, lo yaminu li. Therefore, Hein Kobi Yomecholomus. That's where Hashem, he used the word to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad kan the Medrash. Amotcha, you want to ask a question? Ask the Imri Yosher. On the Medrash, there's a parish called Imri Yosher. He says, Tema, Yavoi Hein, V'yichapel Hein. Correct. Moshe Rabbeinu sinned. On his level, he shouldn't have said Hein lo yaminu li. But later on, he was mechaper and he said Hein Hashem Elokecha Hashemayim Veshmei Hashemayim. Why is in the second Hein, does it not atone for the first Hein? Answers Dimri Yosha, do you know why? Because the first chet was against Am Yisrael. And since, says Hashem, you chayta for Yisrael, ein b'yodhi limchol. Hashem cannot own for a sin you've done to other people. Get it? Get the connection to Yonah D'Yoma? Says the Mishnah on Yuma.
Did Hashem forgive him for this?
It wasn't possible. He can't forgive.
But wasn't the punishment for hitting the rat?
Yeah. You're saying, what, why did he die? What's... Hitting the rock, he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael.
So if he wouldn't have hit the rock, he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, but died in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah. Averos ben Adam mechaveroi ein yom kippurim mechaper. It's mefurosh in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Vav sheyifayes Adam chaveroi v'erev yom kippurim. We have to be very careful in these days. It's the days so everyone should be observing and thinking. Did I hurt anyone? Is there anyone I need to ask mechila from? Is there anyone I need to pay? Do I owe someone money? Maybe I took a little loan from someone, a 10 shekel loan from someone, I forgot about it. This is the time, Rabbi Yisai. Because it doesn't help to ask mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could ask mechila Yom Kippur as much as you want, but ein yom kippurim mechaper al chet shebein adam lechaveroi. In the Sefer Halicha Shleima, Shleima Zalman, brought down one of his Talmidim, Shem Zalman's close Talmidim, came to share with Shem Zalman some very bad news, that this Talmid has been diagnosed by the doctors with a very, very severe illness, a fatal illness, and they cannot cure him. And he came to share this terrible news with Shem Zalman. Omar Rabbeinu, Kama Mu'usharata, you should be so happy that they're giving you time in Hashamayim to prepare yourself for Yom HaMisa. If you have time to fix up all the Ben Adam and Chaveiro matters, to pay back any debts you owe, and to appease anyone you need to ask Mechila from. Woe to the people, don't merit to prepare for death. Baba Kama, we have Arba Ovis Nezikin. One of them is called Mave. According to Rav, Mave is Odom HaMazik. Why is Odom HaMazik called Mave? From Zalman, yes, Chidushim in Ksav Yad, they teach us that even if you're careful, you follow the rules of Baba Kama, and you pay up the Nezikin, your Mazik sum, you paid up, it's insufficient. You have to ask Mechila, and Mave is Oshin Tfila, is Bakosha, and to Bayu. To teach us in Odom HaMazik, it's not just a matter of money. Even if you pay up the money, you still need to request Mechila. So therefore, this is the message we're learning from this week's parasha. Mechila doesn't help for Ben Odom HaChaveroi. And it's halachos that before Yom Kippur, has to be oisek in Berodom Lechaveroi, and everyone has to think and rethink: is anyone I offended? Is anyone I hurt? I need to appease him. From Zalman over there writes: is what happens to a vague bakoshas mechila? Are you meichel me? Without specifying what you did. This is from Zalman. For chet kal, it's sufficient. The b'giyah kala. Please, you brought the guy, didn't invite him to your wedding. Little things. People don't expect you to go crazy, go wild. You ask mechila, even in a general way, vague way. People don't expect more. You did something real. You spoke to the boss about him and got him fired. something Mamish did, Mamish hurt the guy, not enough to ask an Erev Yom Kippur, do you forgive me? But I say what you did has to be real, real Bakon Shel Mechila. So it depends on what we're talking about. Yes? Oh, the Tefillah Zakor, very good. So Tefillah Zakor, we have, in Tefillah Zakor, we insert, we mention that we are moichel to other people, and Hashem should, that's chus, Hashem should make it people we moichel to us. So, the Chofetz Chaim made a change. In the original Tefillah Zakor, it comes at the end. And people, some people come late, and they end up not managing to say the end. And therefore they're missing the ikar, they're missing the Menodim Chaver part. The first part discussing Menodim Amoim, sins we've done with our eyes, with our hands, legs. So Chofetz Chaim made the change, they moved it forwards. It should be the beginning, so people should manage to say the Bakoshas for Menodim Chaver were moichel to other people, and the Schuster were moichel to them. It means only something you don't intend suing for. Something you don't, money you don't intend to claim for, that you're moichel, and it should be moichel back to you. The svara is that something really serious has to be confronted directly. The small things, people don't expect more. The guy ignored you. You said good Shabbos to someone, and he ignored you. You're a bit hurt. You don't really expect him to crawl on four and kiss your feet. Say that. Ask Mechila. No, speak. This week's parsha, we meet Mitzvahs Vayakel, Hakel. Hakel is to be done every seventh year. One time a cycle. On which year? What's the year of Hakel? On eighth year. By Tzav Moshe Oisom Neymar Miketz Sheva Shonim B'moyed Shnas HaShmita. It's the year after Shmita. It's interesting to understand what's the connection. Why is it that it was decided, Torah says, to do it on the eighth year, the year after Shmita? Is it just random, or there's some idea behind it? In the Sefer Tam Vadas, Rav Moshe Sternbuch gives a beautiful idea. Shmita is a year the Am Yisrael on a very, very high level. A whole nation doesn't do ishtadlus, they don't plow the fields, they don't harvest. They're relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bitochen. Amazing. The Oisik, they understand everything's from Yad Hashem. There's no need for us to do Ishtadlus. Everything comes from Him. A very, very high level of Bitochen. But that's good for the Shmita year. But after the eighth year, you go back to the Gashmias to doing Ishtadlus. We go down a level. We have to go down, go back to reality. We have to, yes, put in our efforts. So we're going down. Therefore, people may think, in the Shmita year I kept the Tariag Mitzvahs, because I was very spiritual, I was Kodesh. I was a Kodesh. No, therefore, of course I can keep the Tariag Mitzvahs. But now I go back to be a farmer. I'm Oisik with Gashmias, I plow the fields, I'm back to selling schoira, buying and selling and trading. So I'm back in Gashmias. It's not applicable for me anymore, the Tariag. That's for people on the high level. For when I was a big tzaddik, I was a Kodesh. But now I'm low down. Now it's not shy to me, the Tariag. That's why immediately after the Shmita, everyone has to come together. The men, the women, the children, the whole Kaisel come in. It's Dumir Demamad Sinai. And we come in and we reread the Torah. It teaches us, it's true. Your level's not the same. The Torah still stays. There are no leniencies. It's still the Tariag Mitzvahs are still applicable in all situations. A person feels, when I was in yeshiva, what a shiur we had. We learned Be'iyun, Londas, Chidushim, Rabbi Kvega, Shul Kloli. Now, I've left yeshiva. I work all day. Lo shaveh. It's mamash, I'm wasting my time. What, I'm going to do daf yomi? What do you think I'm going to do? I was the biggest mechadish. I was the biggest lamdan. I would argue with yeshiva. I would fight with him in the shul kloli. All this chidushim, I knocked them down. I'm going to learn daf yomi. Not for me anymore. So, correct. It's not the same in the yeshiva. In yeshiva, your head was clear. You could be focused all day. And now you only have an hour a day. You have an hour a day. Hakol nachon. Still, the chiyuv talmud Torah is the same. Your abilities are different. Not the same level, but you must remember you're still in chiyuv in the same way. The tariag mitzvahs are still applicable in all situations. When we're high, when we're low, we still keep on going. All that is Ratzon Hashem. Echad amarbe, v'echad amamit, ubevad sheyichaven libo l'shamayim. In the beginning of this week's parasha, there's an interesting medrash. The very first medrash in this week's parasha. Maisa hoyo bimei Rav Shimon ben Chalafta sheholach lepris mila v'soatcho. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta went to a bris. Aviv shetinoik, the father of the child, hishko oisem yain yoshon ben zayin shonim. He had this unbelievable old wine of 7 years old, and he gave all the guests a drink. Amazing wine. Omalehem min hayayin hazeh, this wine, ani miyashnoi l'simchos eshel bni, I'm going to keep this wine for my son's chasen. V'yusoidim hachetzi halayla, they continue to feast till midnight. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta shebatuach al koichoi. See, midnight is a very dangerous time to go out in the dark. There's shadim and ruchois. Shimon ben Chalafta trusted himself. Melech Yiroi. At midnight, he goes home to go back to his city. Moso shom malach hamoves. He meets the angel of death. Vero oisoi meshune. He sees the malach hamoves looks different. See, the Chachmei Chazal they were good friends with Malach HaMavis. Moshe Rabbeinu was a good friend. They would meet the Malach HaMavis. But this time the Malach HaMavis looked different. Looked Meshune. Omalei, Mipnei Ma Ata Meshune. Why do you look strange? Omalei Misichoson Shebriyos Sheinoim. Because the way you speak. Kach v'kach anu sidim asois. I see you making plans. I'm going to keep the wine for my son's chasana. Ve'eni yodei masayim nikra lomus. You don't even know when you're going to die. What are you making plans for? Oysa ish she'isa tzoyed etzloi. This man that you were dining by, and he said, the wine I'm going to keep for my son's chasana. Ve'igia pirko elita lecha rabat yoyim. In 30 days time he's going to die. The Mephoshim explained the child will die. Not so clear. He's going to die. The child will die. And it's very tumuah. The shayla was, why did he look meshuneh? What was the answer? Because you're talking, this guy's going to die, you think he's going to live. What's the answer? Why does it make the Malach HaMavis look Meshuneh? Says the Meshach Sternbuch, a beautiful insight. Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, very negative, frightening part of our life, death. But there's a good part to him. On the pasuk, Vayar Elokim Eisa Shoso, Vinei Toiv Moiv. What is that? Says the Medrash, Toiv Moiv is Misa. Why? What's good about death? The fact that we're aware that death is coming, it makes us use our time. If we think that we're here for a limited time, so we want, it gives us inspiration to make the best of it, to use the wonderful gifts we got from Hashem to do Torah mitzvahs. If we think we're here forever, so why should we? What's the rush? Chances are we won't utilize our time. But the awareness that we're here and we're going to pass away one day makes us, inspires us to make the best of it. I've been in Israel for, I don't know, 30 years. I've never been to Masada. I've never been. Me'olam. I've never been to Masada. Chances are, if I was here just for a week, like most tourists, chances are I'll make my business to go to Masada. And I'm just coming for a week, so I want to hop around. Because I know it's limited. But since I live here, and I can go tomorrow, next year, 5 years' time, so why should I go? What's the rush? The fact that Zichron HaMavis, the awareness, the Malach HaMavis, can get us, if we're clever, it makes us want to use our time, it makes us appreciate life and not take it for granted, and we'll make the best of it. Mela. That's the good part of Malach HaMavis. But once the Malach HaMavis sees that at this risk, they're counting, they're banking on the fact they're going to live, the Baal of Risk says, I'm keeping the wine for my son's chasana. He's not even entertaining the idea that maybe it won't happen. Of course it's going to happen. And even Rav Shimon ben Chalafter, the great Tana, was there. The Chashuvei Am are there, they don't say anything. They're also celebrating. So the Malach HaMavis loses his time, the good part of him. So what's the purpose of Malach HaMavis? So if Shimon ben Chalafter asked him, why do you look Meshuneh? He says, I'll tell you why, because you guys, for you to Chashuv Am, you're there, and you're not remembering me anymore. So what's my tafkid? I have my tafkid. My tafkid is, the good part of my tafkid is, that the Pachad HaMavis should be there to make you utilize your time. The Gemara says in Brachas, Hey Amud Aleph, ways to overcome the Yetzirah. Says the Gemara, Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalah, Sol Machos Shamayim. If that doesn't work, Torah, if that doesn't work, Yizkor Es Yoyim HaMisa. Remembering the day of death is a way to overcome the Yetzer Hara. It says in Maseches Derech Eretz, Retzoincha Sheloi Tomus, do you wish not to die? Mus Ad Sheloi Tomus, then die before you die. Again, Retzoincha Sheloi Tomus, do you wish not to die? Then die before you die. What does that mean? Does that mean I should take a pistol and shoot myself? I don't want to die, so I'll shoot myself before I die. So, does that make sense? Retzoincha Sheloi Tomus, Mus Ad Sheloi Tomus, we don't want to die, so die before you die. I should play Russian roulette. I don't want to die. So I should play Russian roulette and shoot myself, so I should die before I die. What's going on? Huh? Beautiful. How would that prevent me from death? I will die in the end. Ratzoncha shelo tomus. Musa shelo tomus. How's it going to be successful? Zok the Shari Tshuva. This is the Shari Tshuva to be found in Shari Beis. Oiz Yudzayin. Ratzoncha shelo tomus. Do you wish your death not to be a death, rather the beginning of life? Do you want your death not to be an end, to be fakir, to be the beginning of nitzchias, of eternity, of olam haba, of chayim? Do you want that to happen? Then, mus atzeret tomus. Mus means that during your lifetime, kill the chefzei haguf, the taivas. Ignore them, leave the taivas, leave the chefzei haguf, and only use them for avodas Hashem. Musa tzolei tomus. If you die, your taivas and your gashmias, let them die before you die. Then your death won't be a death. Your death will be a life. Tzadikim kol chayim. So the Mela, how appropriate this is. We're currently in the days of tshuva. With sifrei chayim and sifrei meisim psuchim. How appropriate it is to remember it was still in the sakana. Granted, Rosh Hashanah has passed, that's correct. But still, the sakana is there. We're still aimed b'sha'as adin. And says the Shari Tshuva in Shar Sheni. Ois Yudalad, Baseres Yimei Tshuva, Hayores Dvar Hashem. Whoever fears God, Libo Yochil Bekirboi. His heart should tremble inside him. B'dato, you can see with the knowledge, you call Maso B'Seifa Nichtovim. All that we're doing right now, Baseres Yimei Tshuva, it's all being written. Hashachris, Amincha, it's all being written. U'Bei Sei Yovi Elokim Yovi Mishpot. At this time, Hashem brings into judgment as kol maaseh, all our deeds are kol nelo mim toivim ra. Even things that are hidden in our hearts, our thoughts, they're all being judged. Ki ha'odoyim nidoyim b'roish ha'shonah, u'gzar din shloy nechtam b'yoyim ha'kipurim. How appropriate it is to remember, and adorabah, to fear and tremble, not to get us down. Adorabah, it brings simcha. Because remembering yoyim ha'moves, remembering the eminence, the potential death makes us, if you use it right, and as a chochem, not as a ptipesh. The address, let's make the best of it. Let's utilize the goichas. Don't take anything for granted. And make the best of the goichas we have. We're now surrounded with rachamim. Dirushu Hashem b'imotzoi, karu yosef koroi. It's now or never. Chaparayin aboisai. It's gonna go, don't. All we have to Yom Kippur, a few more days, and then gone. Dirushu Hashem b'imotzoi. Make the best of it, utilize it, get inspired, get energized, not to get down, be excited. It's an opportunity, it's going away, and we can change it. Hashem wants us to change it. Avinu Avrahamon is our father. He wants us to do well. He wants us to see. So Adra, remembering that message of remembering Malach HaMoves, that the Sifrei Chayim Mi Yichya Mi Yomus is something to inspire us to utilize the koichas, utilize the chesed, utilize the gifts, and we'll all be zeicha to a wonderful good year. Vayikra Moshe Yeshua. Moshe calls Yeshua in. Vayimer lo ve'ini kol Yisrael chazak ve'ematz k'atzah tovoy yisahom azel le'eretz. Moshe is told to appoint Yeshua to succeed him. in the very beginning of Sefer Yosha, what we read in Parshas Zoyis HaBracha on Simchas Torah, it says over there, Vayiachei Moshe Eved Hashem, after Moshe dies, Vayoyimah Hashem El Yeshua Benun Moshe, Moshe Avdi Meis. Hashem tells Yeshua news, he didn't know about this, Moshe Avdi Meis. He tells Yeshua the big, the new. He never knew this, that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and going across the Yarden. Later on, the pasuk says he tells him, "Chazak ve'matz me'oid ishmo v'la'asoy skuchol ha'Torah." Then he instructs him, "Go to keep the whole Torah." It would be more appropriate first of all, Hashem just say hello, Yeshua. I want you to keep the whole Torah. This is a general instruction for his whole life. B, cross the Yarden. Instead, Moshe Hashem does that any backwards. Moshe Avdi Meis, cross the Yarden, and by the way, keep the Torah. Rashi there quotes the Gemara in Tmura. Tazayin Amud Aleph. What happened was, that when Moshe Rabbeinu's death, in that vase of Moshe, they forgot 3,000 halachas. 3,000 halachas were forgotten. And the Am came to Yeshua. And he said, no, Yeshua didn't know. Va'omdu kol Yisrael hokoi. They were about to make a lynch to kill Yeshua. What type of guy? Who are you? You forget all these halachas. Mazepo, the scandal. Verotzu kol ha'am lehorgoi. So Yeshua turns to Hashem. Hashem, teach me these halachas. Fill me in. Help me. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Avdi Meis. Sorry, the Torah is his Torah. I don't teach Torah anymore. Sorry. Loi malacha yefshar. I cannot teach you this halacha that you forgot. So what should you do? Save a todon la milchama. For political reasons, go out to war. Why? To make them forget. To distract them. To distract them, go out to war. And that's why he says, Kuma Boros Ayatin. Later on he says, keep the Torah. It was an emergency situation. Because the Am wanted to kill Yeshua for forgetting the Torah. I think there's a message over here. That to appreciate who are the true manhigim of Klal Yisrael. The true manhig is not based on his powerful speeches, making very nice speeches, very exciting ones. But that's not the Emes Dika manhig. The Emes Dika manhig is people who have connections to the Torah. As they kach, the Am Yisrael were upset, they forgot 3,000 halachas. I'm not trying to put anyone down, Chas v'Shalom, but get some proportions of who are the Emes Dika Manigim and who are not. This week's Haftorah, we're going to be reading Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elikecho Ki Choshalto Ba'avinecho. The Meshech Chochma, in this week's parasha, addresses the terrible avoin of Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, Numa, Arba Chiluke Kapara, Ese, Dutshuva, Miad Moichalim Loi, Loi Tase, Dutshuva, it's not enough, you need your kippah. Christus Mrs. Beis Din, Tshuva, Yom Kippurim is not enough. Need Yisurin and Chilul Hashem. Forget it. Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, Yisurim, only Toilin. It needs Misa. Only death can atone for Chilul Hashem. And therefore, a person can do an Avera, but the Avera per se is not so severe. But if the Avera entails Chilul Hashem, The Chilul Hashem is much more chomer than the Aveira itself. The Gemara says examples of Chilul Hashem are Reach Gezel, where the buyer says, if I'll buy without paying immediately, then it's called Chilul Hashem. Let's say he didn't pay. So he's a Gazlan. Gazlan is not Chayav death. But the fact that people will think he's stealing that causes people to take the Torah lightly, that's Chilul Hashem. So it comes out the Chilul Hashem aspect of the Avera is greater than the Avera itself. What's the Eitza if Chas V'Shalom we've done Chilul Hashem? What's the remedy? What could be done? You read the Gemara, the Gemara just says, all the Gemara says is a death. The Ma'is in Shari Tshuva, in Shara V, the Shari Tshuva gives us Netzah. It says the Shari Tshuva, in Shara V, in Oisei, he says, if you did Chilul Hashem, what you could do is make Kiddush Hashem. Since you caused the Torah to be disrespected, so your tikkun could be to make Torah be respected and to bring Kavod Hashem into the world. The hepech what you did, the meila, that's a tikkun. To teach people munah, the same with Hordus, who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, who killed the Chachamim, was told to build the Beis Hamikdash. Ataki biso in erish al olam. You extinguish the light of the world, go and leich asoik ba'ura shul olam. That's the eight support down by the mesh by the Shari Tshuva. The Mesha Chochma has another eitzah. He says, Malchusa derakia ke Malchusa da'ara. The way we observe how judgment is thus world is an inkling of our understanding what happens in the world to come. In the same way, in this world, when there's a judge, there's the defense, there's a prosecutor. And sometimes the judge could decide in the favor of the accused. Sometimes he could be strict, sometimes he could be lenient. The judge has leniency to weigh things up and make a decision. But this one case, the judge cannot afford to be lenient in any way. If the accused is being accused of Mered B'Malchus, if that's what he's accused for, he's rebelling against the king, trying to topple the king. If that's the case, the judge, I can be lenient. What do you mean? I'll say, okay, lo nora, we'll give you another chance. That's Zulzun the Melech. The judge doesn't have the liberty to take things easy because it's Kroid the Melech. If it's a personal offense, he went to a red light, he killed someone, whatever, the judge could decide this time be lenient. But when it's a merit against the king himself, the judge, it's a chutzpah for the judge to be lenient. What do you mean? You hurt the king. How can I be lenient? That's all true. B'kol Hashana. The judges who are, they cannot help. The only one who can be moichel and koyda melech is the Melech himself. The only hope you have, if you buy the Melech himself, the Melech would say, you know, I'll be lenient on you, I'll give you another chance. No one else could do that. Says the Yerushalmi, Al tiya don yachidi. You can't judge as a yachid, because even a Kodesh Baruch was not dan yachidi. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge Kibyochel Yechidi. He has a Pamalia. He's Miminim, Asmirim. He doesn't do the job himself. So says Yerushalmi, Afal pi She'im Dan Yechidi Bis Choysem Yechidi. True, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dan with the Pamalia, but the chasima is biyachidus. Therefore, says the Meshech Chochma. It's true, the Kol Yimei Atshuva, Hashem sitting on the Kisei, Mutzvah Hashemayim are there, and Chil Hashem can't help. But Be'ez HaChasima, Hashem is by himself. And therefore, if we if just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can be Meichel us even on Chil Hashem. When does that happen? Ni'ilah. Ni'ilah is such a time for Rachamim. It's Shuba Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecho. You have to go all the way up to Hashem. It's Ad Hashem Elokecho. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Meichel B'Sha'as and Ni'ilah even on Avoin Chil Hashem. So that's why we mention in the Ila, we mention Lama Tomusu, Kuleach Boit Bemoit Sameis. Why are we talking about Misa so much? Because Chil Hashem entails Misa. So we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us life. We couldn't ask for that at such a level of Mechila before because the heavenly court can't afford to be Meichel. They can't be lenient on Chil Hashem. It's a chutzpah for them. But now Chas HaChasima from Haparayim. So therefore, Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta Bavinecha. It was a mixture, it was a bad luck that your offering entails Chil Hashem. It was misplanned because Moses said you're doing a very good to someone else, people shouldn't see you. You messed up. Chashalta Bavinecha Ad Hashem Elokecha. There there's Mechila. So Mela, remember the Ila, the Koach and the Ila, that everything we can mamash tear the heavens down. Everything can be nimch shas mechila because Hashem is dan yechidi. Thank you very much. Gmar sim toiva. Our next shiur we'll be discussing where are we holding? Are we beinonim? We had our chasima yet. Initially we said because of tehosim me'alta l'chaim toivim l'shalayim. Now we're saying gmar sim toiva. What's going on over here? That was Hashem we're discussing in the forthcoming shiur. Thank you very much.